These were some of the voices in the news this past week.
The new pair of lovely pandas, Tiantian and Meixiang, they are the two VIPs, the very important pandas, who have brought our two great nations closer once again.
I've got confidence in Linda Chavez. She'll bring an interesting perspective to the Labor Department. First and foremost, she used to be a member of a labor union. Secondly, she was a staffer on the Hill for a Democrat committee. She's got a unique background. She's plenty capable and she's smart.
I believe that I would have made a great Secretary of Labor. I have decided that I am becoming a distraction, and therefore I have asked President Bush to withdraw my name for Secretary of Labor.
Lane Chao believes deeply in the American dream because she has lived it. She came to America at the age of 8, not knowing a word of English. Her successful life gives eloquent testimony to the virtues of hard work and perseverance, and to the unending promise of this great country.
I will apply these lessons and principles to every aspect of the Department of Labor, as I myself labor to carry out President-elect Bush's vision for the working men and women of this country.
Make no mistake, we will regain control over the power that's generated in California and commit it to the public good.
We were very concerned about the future of TWA, and American Airlines is acting like a white knight to save TWA passengers.
The acquisition, either of United of U.S. Air or American of TWA and a portion of U.S. Air, would make them, again, mega carriers. Between the two of them, they would control almost 50% of the traffic in the United States.
President Ronald Reagan underwent surgery this morning at St. John's Health Center in Santa Monica, California, to repair his right hip. He is out of recovery and resting comfortably back in his room. The doctors who performed the operation told Mrs. Reagan that the surgery was successful and without complication.